Good morning, everyone. George Watkins here on this bright and beautiful Tuesday morning. Well, I'm in the Northwest. That's a statement of faith most often in this time of the year, but it's always sunshine in the spirit and in the heart. So bright and beautiful it is. Glory to God. Hey, thank you for joining us today. If you have not been here before, welcome. Stay around for a while to see if what we're saying and doing is an encouragement and an edification to you. And if so, subscribe. And so you'll know when we're on, you can come back again. God bless all the regulars and you that have sent me comments and different types of things. I really appreciate everything you do to connect and make that fellowship, which is the subject today. And I want to talk about that a little bit as we get into our broadcast. Yesterday, we talked about giving something away. We're on this on a series, a little booklet I put together years ago on staying free, how to maintain strength, how to stay strong, how to grow in the Lord and not wafer or fall away. And there's some principles to it. So yesterday we talked about giving away, but I want to take a little caveat here, a little extra addition to that thought on giving away. And we talked about tithing, giving finances, sharing our what he has given us, giving some back to him as a representation of submission, of worship, and so forth. Old Testament principles, New Testament life. We live out the Old Testament principles. And one of the things they did over and over again in the Old Testament was they gave a tithe to someone that they honored. Melchizedek, the king of Salem. He was a king and a priest. And Abraham gave him tithes of all that he had possessed. Now, okay, but the key that I want to bring out today is the mystery of fellowship with the Lord. And obedience to the Word of God by giving produces a level of fellowship with the Lord like no other. Some blessings only come through fellowship, spending time together. I understand, and I know this in, you know, living life, but I understand the big contracts, the inside deals, the promotions, the parts that are played in the movies, all those things come by fellowshipping and interacting and mingling with someone. I suppose that's why actors hang out in parties and go to conventions and go to the golf course or whatever they do, so that as they're mingling and interacting together, a director walks by and says, "Hey, I'm doing a movie." And the actor says, "Hey, I need a job." So that's they match up. Now, in the service that I did in the church for many years is that the ones that were promoted or used or picked out to be a leader were those that were fellowshipping in the church, first of all, because certainly I'm not going to go tag somebody on the street and just drag them in, but they were in the fellowship, and then they were in the circle of the fellowship with leadership. They came often to functions. They interacted with us as a body of leaders, and often they interacted with me on different levels. Those were the ones, and I believe it was sovereign that God brought that type of people in our lives, my life. He brings people by that you can interact with and fellowship. And when you fellowship with someone like this, you draw from them, you take from them something, and you give to them something. So the mystery of fellowship, the mystery of fellowship, it's an amazing thing. And number six on our list is ties right in with that, and I'll just piggyback that today. Step number six is you need to have regular fellowship with the family of God. Now, first of all, you must have fellowship with the Father. And the Father is the center. For instance, he that cometh to God must believe that he is. So if we're going to come to God, you got to believe he is. That's the first contact. Jesus said two things. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and thy neighbor as thyself. Okay. So when you come into the fellowship of the church, you first of all, well, let's back up a bit. We're not excluding people that don't know God to come into the fellowship of the church. Obviously, the doors are open and the altars are open, and we love sinners. We love people that haven't received yet. We love the hungry that are looking, and we invite them in, and we preach and teach and sing to them and love them and pray for them. But if you're going to go into a real strong fellowship in the church and intermingle with the people and have brothers and sisters, you first of all fellowship the Lord. You come to the Lord by faith. You interact with him. For the scripture says two things. Love the Lord thy God. And then, once you know how to love the Lord, once you discover the love of the Lord, put it that way. It's not a practice. You love God. It's a gift. Once you do that, then you can have fellowship with one another. Then you can relate one to another. Then you can love your neighbor as yourself. Second step. You can love your neighbor as yourself. I add a third step to that. I don't believe you can love yourself without loving God. I don't believe you can. I think self-loathing and self-hatred and I'm a dummy and I'll never make it. Only the Christ in you can change those type of attitudes. Once you know how to fellowship with the Lord, fellowship with Christ, and then fellowship with brothers and sisters. Now, the mystery of fellowship. The mystery is that there's things you just don't get from God, the Father, until you become intimately in fellowship. You relate to him. You love the Lord your God with all your heart. Well, you say, I'm loving God because I go to church and I work hard and I mow the lawn and I clean the church and I sing in the choir and I lead song, I lead worship, and all those things. Well, that's service and that's good duty and you're doing good works, but that's not where you get in. That's not what makes it work. That's the byproduct of getting in to fellowship. That's the overspray that comes, the byproduct. The key is learning how to fellowship the Lord. So, in your daily routine, you need to have private time fellowship and public time fellowship. If all you get is going to church in a crowd and listening to a sermon and singing a song and then hanging out at the coffee bar and sharing some, you know, swapping stories about the last time you went hunting, you know, that's not fellowship. Scripture says, Paul declared, our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, with the Holy Ghost. We have fellowship one another if we have fellowship with the Lord. So when you have intimate fellowship with the Lord, then you can come up into the body of Christ and you won't be wounded. You won't be offended. You won't be run off by somebody's hard words or, you know, they've cut you out of the last the last church function and didn't invite you to over to their house for tea. All those things happen if you're not fellowshipping the Lord. If you're fellowshipping the Father in prayer, meditation, Bible reading, you know, going into the Spirit, taking your journey and meeting Him in your dreams, whatever the level of fellowship you're working on, if you're not doing that, you're going to get into the church and get offended. You're going to go into the church and you're going to see everybody's warts and bumps. And you, after a while, you'll say, well, this church is a pack of hypocrites. I'm leaving. No, when you fellowship the Lord, the mystery of fellowshipping the Lord is that it makes your eyes to see with love, makes your voice to speak with love, makes everything you do come out of a spirit of family. And you know that that brother that just said that word to you, or that sister that just embarrassed you or didn't include you, the spirit of love says, I understand why she did that, and I love her anyway. I know why he's so rough around the edges, and I'm going to love him anyway. Why? Because you've been in fellowship with the Father first. So that's the mystery of fellowship. Our fellowship is with the Father and the Son, the Holy Ghost. And then our fellowship, our interaction, can be with people. Someone said, boy, if it wasn't for people, the church would be perfect. Well, that's the joke, obviously. The church is people. It's not just a building. It's people in that building, intermingling, worshiping, growing together, loving people, having families together, doing parties, doing camp meetings, eating hamburgers, but it's all because we are in Christ together. Our fellowship is in Christ, in the Father, in the Holy Ghost. All right. Well, I encourage you today to don't miss your regular meetings with fellowship. Notice the enemy, this wicked snake that is trying to eat our lunch from the politics down through this health scare that they're promoting, has taken away in some churches a solid year. Most of my friends, it was a month or two, and then they went back to church. Enough is enough. They wanted to break your fellowship. They wanted to stop you from intermingling with people. Now you say, well, I can love the Lord and I just pray every day, but you need people in your life. I'll tell you why. Number one, you need encouragement. Number two, you need to be sandpapered. You need to have someone tell you, hey, shape up and do it. No, that's not right. Don't do that. Oh, you better not say that. Why? Because a brother can correct, a sister can say something back to us because we love each other and they can speak into our life. Holy Spirit's been trying for a week, but you've been ignoring him. You've been, you know, saying, well, that can't be God. Somebody else says it to you, you realize God's trying to speak to you. So don't miss your church time. Don't miss your home group time. Don't miss your small groups, one-on-one, intercessions, healing rooms, all the things that put you together with people in the Spirit of Christ. Boy, when you start doing that, you're going to find some good things happening. On this Tuesday, on the ability to stay free. Isn't that amazing? Okay. Well, we love you, and we will love you in the morning when you come again. Not because you come, but because we are able to be connected. Okay. So subscribe if you haven't done that, and sign up for, you know, the Facebook. You become a friend, or you give us a thumbs up, something to hook up there. And if God's nudging you and encouraging you to send a gift, we receive it by faith in the name of Jesus. PayPal right down there in the notes below. You can find that. And if not, the U.S. Post Office is still in function this week so far. Well, you can use that. All right. Well, we will see you in the morning and around the same time. And may the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. And may your face look like Jesus when they see it.